Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I think it's time for me to show off because, I don't know, 5-6 months ago.
Oh, here we go.
When Rob Parker and I made our NFL predictions, someone picked the Green Bay Packers dead.
That's funny because they're
No. It's my turn. The Green Bay Packers dead over the L.A. Chargers, double dead because they didn't even make the playoffs. And somebody else picked the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I give you Dallas, obviously, double dead just like the Chargers. But I said Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. I said Patrick Mahomes is off to a Jordan-esque start to his career. I said Patrick Mahomes has GOAT-like tendencies, and all he's got to do is start winning championships and keep putting up these historic numbers, and he will one day challenge for the GOAT. And it starts Sunday, Rob Parker, with a victory in Super Bowl 54. Who do I have winning the Super Bowl? The Kansas City Chiefs. There you have it.
Finally got one right.
You got something to say?
Finally got one right. Congratulations.
Nah, stop it.
What I remember from Chris Broussard.
We're talking now.
No, I'm not.
Stay in the moment. Well, you want to go back?
I want to go back first. Yeah, I want to go back because Chris was the one talking.
That's all you want to talk about, injuries.
Chris was the one who talked about the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. They didn't even make the playoffs.
I gave you that.
He also picked the Browns going to the playoffs, was wrong about that. He picked the Steelers to go to the playoffs, he was wrong about that. He said Patrick Mahomes was going to throw over 40 touchdowns.
He got hurt.
Come on, Chris, he missed 2.5 games.
No, but then when he came still, back, he was banged up.
He finished with 28 or something.
How many did he have, Rob? I think it was in the 30s.
Was it? It was like 28, Chris. So you were way off.
2.5 games.
You were way off.
More
no, it wouldn't have. 12
I mean,
more.
You really want to like?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You had all your. Who was your MVP?
And this year, and the other part. Don't forget.
Aaron Rodgers was your MVP.
Don't forget.
Not even close.
Chris,
26 touchdowns.
26 touchdowns.
He was hurt.
Chris, you still owe me for that because he. If you would have given him, all right, let's do this.
All season you've given me that and he got hurt. In fact, I made that a part of the bet. I spelled it out because most people would understand.
But I'm saying
that takes the bet away.
If you go 26 touchdowns, what is that average
game?
And then I'll give you those other touchdowns, and it still doesn't get to 40.
Are we talking about the Super Bowl?
Are we talking
about all these auxiliary things? I don't care about that. I told you, I'm about the postseason. I let you have your little regular season victory because I felt bad. I thought you might want to cancel the pigskin pickoff for next season if I won again going away. So I let you have and then playoff time came around. And what's my record? Alex, hit it.
No, Alex, don't hit it.
2.
Don't hit it, Alex.
8-2.
Alex,
that's
come
right.
on, man.
The champ is here, and his name is Chris Broussard. 8-2, Rob Parker, about to be 9-2.
And Alex, I can't believe it. That Super Bowl gift I was bringing back from Miami. Miami color Jordans.
No,
you know
what?
I'm gonna take those back to the store tomorrow.
They were sweet, Alex.
I know. But anyway, there you go. Yes.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yes, I do.
You're 6-4 in the playoffs.
Hey,
that's horrible.
Who had the pigskin pickoff at a higher clip than even
four.
Chris last year?
I'm done
I
with
killed
the
it. I killed
What's
it.
Rob, I got your
Kawhi.
Ring wait, waiting for you.
Kawhi
my
Broussard.
Man. My man.
I did load management in the regular
All right,
season.
So you got the Chiefs. I'm going with the 49ers. not to be the contrarian or
no,
be opposite
exactly
from
to
you,
be the contrarian.
But because I really believe that they are the better team all the way around. They run the football, which is big in keeping Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. They have a great defense that can get to the quarterback, cover the receivers. They do that very well. They don't have to blitz and bring the house to get to the quarterback. And Jimmy G just has to do just enough. They were able to win an NFC Championship game with him only completing 6 passes. It tells you about their running game. It tells you about their defense. I'm picking them. This will be like when the Patriots got upset by the New York Football Giants. You remember when Tom Brady laughed when Plaxico Burress said that they were only going to score 14 points? He goes, ha, 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 what? We're only going to score 14?
Like,
was it like that? Remember that? Tom was so smug because they averaged, they averaged 35 points a game.
Right.
Their offense was
high powered.
He had
the best receiver in the league. You know
what
he's thinking. There's no way
he's like,
we're not scoring
14,
35.
Right, 14 points.
Right.
So I got it 24-17 San Francisco, and they jump out front, and they're able to get to Mahomes, and they beat Patrick Mahomes. And the only thing I'm not going to wish for Patrick Mahomes is that he doesn't wind up being Dan Marino. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl his second year, off a tremendous year, and never went back. We were talking to the Uber driver about that. He remembers that.
So here's what, Rob, what you told me. I want to hear it from your mouth. If Patrick Mahomes does win this Super Bowl, I remember you saying you'd be right behind me in saying he's off to a Jordan-esque start.
No, I didn't
now,
say
what
no,
was it?
Because I wouldn't use that term.
Even
but
if he – what if he throws
I would,
four
I,
touchdowns?
I would,
four, sorry. What if he throws 4 touchdowns and they win?
No, then you could start talking about –
Is it not a Jordan-esque start?
No, but then I would say to you, he is – the best quarterback. I can crown him that, and without
who's
going
better
back.
Right
no,
now?
But I'm
forget
talking about,
the game.
No,
who's
but,
better?
No, but to me, it's still about winning.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So for me,
he
that,
wins.
That validates. But if he goes out and lays an egg, Chris, you still think he's the best quarterback in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Who's better?
Lamar Jackson. I would say he has as many.
How about him laying an egg in the playoff game twice?
I know, but he also.
And I like Lamar, but
I know
you
do.
You're going to say he's better than Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes would have lost to an old Tom Brady. At
it's
home,
still Tom Brady.
But I'm giving you
everybody lost to that old Tom Brady.
But I'm giving you the reasons why. And then he
it
had
wasn't
a,
his fault he, though.
He
Whose
a,
fault was it?
Well,
you always
they,
say
they
a
would, no. They, and here's the other part. I don't believe it's going to be all on him. I told you before. I don't respect their defense to be. I don't believe their defense is as good as it has been over the last 5 weeks. Is that fair?
No, look, I got to be honest.
That's
I won't
the one
be
part,
surprised
right?
if either team wins.
Right,
San
no.
Francisco's legit.
They're really good.
No,
I know
it's,
that.
It's a,
I got
it's
it.
A pick 'em. I mean, what? The
it's
spread
one and
is
a half.
One, 1.5?
Is it yeah, two
I
mean, or 1.5?
This
and
is
–
I would – only thing that would shock me is if either team just ran away with it.
Right,
like
if it was a blowout.
Like if it was a Seattle-Denver-type game a few years ago. But I'm just saying, Rob, even if he doesn't have a great game – I think it's still clear he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
I'm not saying he's
historically better than Aaron Rodgers or anything like that, but right now, it's just clear cut.
Yeah, I always think before I'm like crowning guys who play 1 or 2 years or 3 years, and he's played fabulously. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even sitting here acting like he's not a great player. He is. But I just want more. I want to see him win a big game. He wins this game.
So if he wins it, then what?
Then I will.
You said
be,
something about you'll be right behind me, touting him or something.
Right.
Like
it'll
what
be like
it?
That, but it'll be more like this idea or notion that he's that guy. You know what I mean? Like he's one of those
you
guys.
You like that phrase, that guy?
I still
don't know what that guy. I've
that
been
guy
doing
would
show
be
with you for a year and a half. I don't know what that guy.
That guy
means.
Can win it. Like I never think Dak is that guy because everything has to be perfect. Say their defense isn't good enough to on Sunday. And he still is able to will them to a win or come back and do what he has to do. Maybe it is a shootout, Chris, because the defense, for whatever,
right.
collapses. And he doesn't have his defense or he doesn't have his running game. And he still wins the game. That's what
but
great,
Aaron
great
Rodgers
quarterbacks
is
do.
That guy or has been.
No, he's done it.
He hasn't been able to overcome his defense
yeah.
in many years.
No, I mean, if they give up 45 points, but Aaron has won already. I still credit that.
Time. Did he?
He did
I
win.
I can't even remember.
He was the MVP
so
of it, too.
Really? What
yeah.
year was that?
2010.
It's hard for me to recall.
Yeah, whatever.
It was a long time ago, right?
Just like.
Look, Bottom line, he's all that I'm saying, guy.
You're
win
put,
or lose,
you're
he's
putting,
that guy.
You're putting all that in the basket, just like you were so high on Lamar and
no,
he got knocked
I say,
out. All
I didn't say they were winning the
but
AFC.
No, I know, but they were. Everybody was trying was to crown. Everybody was trying to crown him. I'm
as
just not into that.
That's what he is.
Okay,
he's gonna be the MVP. You know that. What say you? You hear Rob the Chiefs or Rob got the 49ers?
You got a
I
score?
Got the Chiefs.
What kind of score are you? Where are
nah,
you?
I'm into the bottom line.
No, I'm just,
right?
I'm just trying to get like what like
I,
what.
I mean, I think you said 24-17.
I said 24-17.
I'll say 31. Gosh, I'm thinking 31-17,
okay.
But I like a better game. I like a closer game. But I'm going to say 31-24.
Okay. All right.
But because I'm hoping that's it. Because I hope it's close. There's nothing worse. We've talked about it. Nothing worse
we
than
watched bad Super Bowls for a long time.
Right.
Right. We've watched them.
Although with the Chiefs with Mahomes and the way
and we don't
an want to
see
player,
and we don't want to see last year's Super Bowl, which was so boring. What was it, 13-3 the final?
13-3, but at the end of the day, I was happy with that one.
Of course you were.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
I've told you guys before, to me, the best play in football is a breakaway run from the running back, a 60-yard or 70-yard or whatever it may be. And so I'm really pleased, as I know Rob is, to have our next guest. He's the Tennessee Titans Pro Bowl running back, Derrick Henry. What's up, man?
Well, how y'all doing, man?
Man,
thanks for having me.
You did some work this year, man. Woo. We would love watching the games, and especially they just kept counting you guys out, and then you would just run over people. What was the ending of the season? Obviously, it would have been great to be here and playing in the Super Bowl,
yes,
so
sir.
I get that.
Yes, sir.
But you guys had a hell of a run at the end. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, we were 2-4, and you know, usually when you're 2-4, it's not looking good for you to get in the playoffs, you know, as far as your team. But you know, we just locked in. You know, start believing in each other, coach. You know, set us in the team meeting, said nobody panicking. Let's just see what happens. Let's take it one game at a time, and that's what we did. And you know, went on a remarkable run. We came up one game short in the AFC Championship.
Now, you broke an NFL record for, what, three straight games of 180 yards or more. You did things. I mean, we can go down the list of all the great running backs that never did what you did. I was shocked at how well Kansas City defended you in the AFC Championship game because their run game, you know, defensively wasn't supposed to be that good. What were you seeing in that game, and were you surprised that the holes just weren't there?
Well, going into halftime, I think I was like 16 for like 63. And I think they had got the ball right before half, and they scored, and they went up 21-17. Then they had the ball at halftime, and they went up, they scored again and went up 28-17. So with a team like that, it's hard to, like, you know, run the ball when you're playing from behind because they can score so fast. So, you know, you got to try to put points on the board as fast as you can, and that's what we tried to do. You know, I think we couldn't – I mean, we had to, you know, pass the ball, you know, try to keep up with them. And I think they do a great job of feeding off each other. You know, they play physical. You know, credit to their defense. It's not all about their offense. But I think overall they played great as a team, and they were just physical on defense. They're ready to play.
What about the disrespect to the running game and running backs in the NFL? I mean, I know it's a passing league. People talk about it. But when we talk about the postseason, what we say, all four teams that made it had good running backs,
yep,
and the four best passing teams didn't even make the playoffs, you know, yard-wise. So as a running back, when you hear people say, oh, you could just get any old running back, we don't have to pay them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't your performance and what the teams that made it to the playoffs with the great running back say a lot about that? A running back is important, and you just can't throw anybody in that position.
Yeah, I think this is a stigma that everybody always says, that running backs are devalued. But if you look at the statistics, and Coach pointed it out, this past season about the playoffs last year, that each team that made it further and further in the playoffs ran the football very well. And the Patriots ended up winning it, and they ran the football.
And Sony Michel had a great year
exactly.
with them.
Right. Exactly. So I think if you want to run the football and play good defense, and that's the way to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to have a great quarterback. We all know that. But running the football is definitely a determining factor, you know, on you getting throughout the playoffs and making it to the Super Bowl.
Derrick Henry, all-pro running back, joining the Odd Couple. Now, look. This is your job, and you should get paid, and I know you want to get paid.
Yes, sir.
Are you – you saw Ezekiel Elliott, you know, sit out, make sure – because they – he knows they were using him up those first few years, and he wanted to get paid. He sat out. Melvin Gordon did the same thing. It didn't work out the same way for him. But coming off this year, and you rushed – you carried the ball. You carried the mail a lot of times.
Yes, sir.
And what are you thinking going forward? Because you obviously want to get that big paycheck that you deserve before they try to use you up, you know, and
not
you got
pay
all those hits on your body. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, it's my first time being a free agent, so I've never been a free agent. So this has been taking a day at a time. You know, when it happened, you know, when it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. Just get with my agent, try to get with the team, try to get something done before a free agent happens just so I can get it out the way.
So you want to stay with Tennessee. That's your decision.
Okay. If they take care of you and do right by you.
Exactly, because, you know, you can only play this game so long, especially my position and how it goes, that you want to get the most, you know, the most you can, you know, out of this game. And, you know, running backs don't get that long. So, you know, so hopefully we can get something worked out and, you know, I can stay in Tennessee.
Chris and I talk about all the time that the CBA, the way it's set up, doesn't work for running backs.
It don't.
Because everybody else, they get the 5 years. Five years in a running back is, old.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
so then they go,
we're
not going to pay you now.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the one thing that should be somehow worked out, or running backs should be treated differently. You
I
know what I mean?
Y'all.
We really believe it. Yeah. I think after two or three years, you guys should be able to re-up, because a lot of times for the running back, those first 5 years can be all the time, but they can be your best five years.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. Because they always say you always reach your top peak at 28, and after 28, it starts to go all the way down. So, and then usually running backs come in the league 21, 22, and 23. If you think about it, you're still on your rookie deal. So some of them years possibly can be your best years.
Yep.
And then, you know, that second, you know, so you that's right.
Now, you were a little different. Some running backs come right in
and do damage right away.
Right. It took you a couple years and I remember you at Alabama. I was expecting great things from you. And obviously you're doing that now. But it took you a couple years to kind of find your groove. What do you need to adjust to get to doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, I think coming in, I was behind DeMarco Murray, so it's a different situation. So, you know, of course, coming from Alabama, you know, playing all the time, you know, winning national championship and doing all those great things, and then coming in and being, you know, a backup, it was definitely a growing experience. You know, I definitely appreciate it. You know, everybody wants to come in the NFL and come in, you know, their professional career hitting on all cylinders, but everybody's career is different, and I feel like that's what made me to the player I am today, you know, going through those years and get where I am today. I definitely appreciate it.
You should be able to look at teams though and say, look, I wasn't used up those first few years.
Right.
I'm hitting my stride.
Exactly. That's a plus. That's a plus for me. I didn't get that many carries as, you know, somebody else who came in, you know, starting right out the back.
Are you the tallest running back in the league?
Yeah, I think I am.
Because even when you run your style, you're up
especially
tall
for nowadays. Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah,
most of these guys are little and squatty or whatever.
Yep.
But that doesn't impede or hurt you at all, being a bigger target, I mean, for guys to kind of bring you down? Or?
Yes. Well, no, I mean, I think, you know, me being tall and playing running back so long, I think you figure it out, you know, how to run the ball, how to play defenders, how defenders going to play, because I'm tall, so you know they're going to go low. So I think you just play off it, watch film, see how they tackle, and then go from there.
Now, we've had a lot of guys up here, and just throughout the course of our shows, we see defensive backs, whether they work with us at ESPN or at Fox.
Yep.
Man, some of these dudes are tiny.
Tiny.
And I know they don't want to see you come in full speed ahead. Have you had any experiences where you can tell a defensive back just don't want none of you? Like he, you know, or even hurt him when you hit him. The pain, you know, like what's that? Because these dudes are, I'm shocked at how small some of these guys are.
Some of them
and
are
then
smaller
they got to try
Chris
to tackle you. No, really, though. I mean.
Yeah, it's always crazy. It's like, far as a running back, you know, you got to get through that first level. Now you get to the second level.
It's
money time. What you can do.
Right.
So anytime, you know, I get through a hole or, you know, I get a little crease and I get to that second level, I'm like, oh, let's go. Let's ride.
I'm going to run one of these little dudes over.
It's time to ride. Yes, sir.
Now, one last thing quickly. Yeah. You as you say, you're free agent, and your dream is to be back with Tennessee. Have you heard what other teams, though, are going to come hard after you?
Not yet. I think that really starts in March when free agency hits, and you start hearing from other teams if we don't work out, if we don't get done, nothing done in Tennessee before then.
Right. Okay.
Yes,
so you're here on behalf of Gatorade. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm here on behalf of Gatorade. Gatorade created this off-the-field drink called Bolt 24, which has electric lights, antioxidant and other vitamins like vitamin A and vitamin C. It's an off-the-field drink. You know, usually athletes drink Gatorade for on the field and competing, but Bolt 24 is an off-the-field drink. You know, I think it's important for, you know, athletes to drink this drink because it's, you know, something that's good for your body when you're off the field. Just so when you go on the field, you're playing at a high level, your body feels good, and that's why Gatorade created this drink.
Can so we'll be able to run like you if we drink that?
Go ahead, Go get you some of that good juice.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Rob is holding out, I guess, just because, you know, but it's you don't want to give me – you don't want to – don't let your lack of desire to give me my props keep you from the wrong – keep you on the wrong side of history. Because
it ain't gonna keep
Rob,
you on the wrong side of
if you don't give Patrick Mahomes his props, don't let your disdain for the thought of agreeing with me keep you from giving Pat Mahomes his props.
Are you all right patting yourself on the back?
No, I'm just saying, Rob, I called him just because I called him Jordan-esque, now you're never gonna give him love.
That's not true. And Rob G, I want you to chime in on this. I stay consistent. What did I say
Stop
about
it.
Lamar when he was having his great year that I wasn't ready to crown him yet? Did I not say that?
That is true.
I'm just saying, Chris.
What did you say about Tom Brady in 2012?
I wasn't crowning him.
You darn right. You were decrowning him, dethroning him.
I was right.
And four Super Bowls later.
I was right that he was falling off the cliff. It just took longer to get all the way down than I thought.
It's like keeping your bell bottoms because eventually they're going to come back in style.
How'd you know what I was wearing today?
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I just want, Rob, I'm just saying, if the dude has a great game and they win, heck, if he doesn't have a great game and they win, you got to give him his props. You're the short men you got.
All right, we'll see. I want to wait to see. I don't think he's going to win, and I want to see how people react to them, react to Mahomes boys or Patrick Mahomes. If they don't win, I want to see what they say about Andy Reid, what they say about the Chiefs. They had a clear view, right? No Tom Brady in the way.
What? How had a clear view? They had to beat the Tennessee team that beat Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Baltimore, it's not their fault Baltimore
got knocked out. I mean, it would have been different. I'm just saying this was their opportunity to win, and if they don't.
But this is a tough San Francisco
no
team.
No doubt about it. I'm not saying I'm picking San Francisco, not just because I don't want Kansas City to win or whatever. I'm telling you, I believe that defense does win, and I like their defense a lot. They're the second-best defensive team in the league, and they get to the quarterback. That's
the
how you
thing,
neutralize
though,
a great quarterback.
Here's the thing, though. If you're praising their defense and you're picking them to win, how you going to kill Andy Reid if he doesn't win? I mean, you don't think they should
because
win.
Because you know why? There are things called upsets, and maybe Andy Reid comes up with a plan to beat, just like I told you before, when the Giants beat the Patriots. It can be done, Chris. Upsets are there. So remember, Kansas City is going into the game as the favorite, the betting favorite.
So I'm asking you.
Yeah. I mean, they're the favorite.
Right.
If they were to lose, it would be an upset according to Vegas. I'm not
but barely, though. I mean, they're one and a half points.
I got you.
I think Andy Reid is already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, judging by the Hall of Fame
standards. I told you the way that they put Marv Levy's in, okay? So Andy
four straight. Bud Grant's in.
Bud Grant lost four Super Bowls,
0-4. And there's one more coach, or at least one more. I think it's four coaches. Rob G, can you look that up? I think it's four coaches who haven't won Super Bowls who are in the Hall of Fame. But I think he's already a Hall of Famer, but I think this would solidify it for guys like you that aren't sure. Is that fair?
No, and we talk about it all the time. We know this. And, Chris, it's not just about getting there, because if that was the case, Marv Levy would be in the conversation about all-time great coaches.
You think? What if he was 1-3?
I'm saying, because they would
just
at least
1-3.
They would have at least won a championship. And you say getting there getting there 4 years in a row is nothing less. That's real hard.
He wouldn't be in the conversation.
Well, I'm just saying they could.
He'd be in held in higher esteem than he is.
Nobody
even
mentioned
Chuck Noll 4-0.
No, I get it.
Bill Walsh,
These are the all-time greats to me because they
that's
won.
That's what I'm saying, Belichick.
Because they won, right.
He would not be in there in that conversation.
So Andy Reid couldn't be in that conversation with those guys either.
No. I agree with that. But he would be a definite Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of
Famer.
He's got
to do a lot more. Oh, you already? Really? I'm surprised.
I'm saying according
he's already a Hall of Famer.
According to the way that they do it, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you know what I mean? I'm going on their standards.
Okay.
Not whether or not if he doesn't win. If he doesn't win, it would be hard for me to vote for him. Despite all the success he has had.
But you know he'd get in.
Yeah, I think he would get in.
What whose legacy? I don't think there's any. We've heard people ask the question, whose legacy?
Who has the most pressure?
Right. I know there's no guarantee Kyle Shanahan would get back. And that's the real. Because this is the NFL. This isn't the NBA. Baseball's similar, too, in that, teams come up all the time out of nowhere. But football, I mean, heck, Carolina was in the Super Bowl a few years ago. And then, they made the playoffs every other year, but obviously never got back. In the NFL, there is definitely no guarantee you're getting back to this level. So I get it. You can't just say, oh, Kyle Shanahan's young. The team is young.
There's no guarantee.
They'll get back.
I don't think
there's any question that there's more pressure and more at stake for Andy Reid.
No doubt about it. He's the one, Chris, who's been around for a long time. He's considered an offensive genius. Andy Reid is that guy, Chris, who just needs to win. That's all. We saw what he did in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Now he came to Kansas City, turned his franchise around. They're right. They're there. They got a young quarterback who's not getting any big money. They got nothing but playmakers at all the offensive positions. They have all that stuff set up.
This removes the yeah, but. There's a big yeah, but for Andy Reid.
Right.
There's a Hall of Fame or not, there's a big and yeah, but. Now, 40 years from now, people will just see that he's in the Hall of Fame and, they'll say, well, he never won a Super Bowl, but he still was a Hall of Fame coach. But now, the next 10 years, when he's still coaching, there's going to be the yeah, but until he wins it.
Absolutely. And especially with a quarterback like Mahomes.
Right.
If he can't win a Super Bowl with that guy, then you're going to be like, there's something not right.
If he didn't win it, let's say they lose. I like Andy Reid, but if they lost this game, then next year maybe don't get back. You got to win a Super Bowl with Mahomes.
You cannot waste him. Can't waste him.
We could argue. Look, and I like Mike McCarthy. I think we both do.
They need
him
more.
There's an argument to be made, though, that they wasted Aaron Rodgers' prime. Is that not true?
Yeah, a little bit.
They got to only one.
But the other one, too, and I'm not making an excuse. But
it sounds like you're prepared
to
make an excuse.
And Rob G.
Whenever you start off by touching me and saying, I'm not making excuses.
No.
You're making an excuse.
But if they catch the onside kick,
then
in Seattle,
stop it, Rob.
Do they go to the Super Bowl a second time?
They didn't.
I'm just saying, Chris, don't make it like they weren't even close.
It doesn't matter. None of that. If there's not bubble gum stuck to the helmet of David Tyree, Eli Manning's not a Hall of Famer.
Bubble gum is NFL regulation. It's okay.
He has some stick 'em on his
in the rule book, you could have.
You just 5 minutes ago, you just praised yourself for being consistent.
I am.
And then you sit here and you make an excuse for why Aaron Rodgers only appeared in one Super Bowl. Stop it.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, let's get to some – there are going to be some prop bets.
Right, well, yeah, before we get to the prop bets, though, Chris, I got this text here from our guy Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand. We're going to have him on this week, but we were so slammed with guests. Lamar's like, hey, let me just send you some of this information to relay to the guys. There's a lot of money being put on this game. It could be the most wagered on game in the last 10 years. We'll see what happens.
Is that because it's so close?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, just in the last 2 days, this is, from the MGM Grand directly, they've had a $1 million bet on the Niners.
Wow. Somebody go up there and put $1 million down.
$550,000 on the Chiefs at minus one. A $200,000 bet on the Chiefs at minus one. And a $150,000 bet on the Chiefs money line. So in the last 2 days, $1.9 million on four bets.
Wow.
87% of the money is coming up on the spread and the money line taking the Chiefs.
Wow.
87.
That's 87% huge.
That is big. Of the money.
So when it's an upset, when it's an upset, it's going to be a banner day for Las Vegas.
That's because the line is so low.
That's right.
Right. Because it's basically a pick 'em. Right. It's like a pick 'em.
And I mean, if they win, they're going to probably win by more than a point.
Well, Chris, 70% of the total tickets on the Chiefs, but here's the biggest kicker. Only 5% of the action, what they have so far. So those massive bets that are coming in, they're expecting that's only about 5% of the
handle. Yeah, because everybody waits till the last minute. They want to make sure Patrick Mahomes doesn't get mono. Do you know what I mean? Like before they put their money down.
We don't want a Eugene like Robinson situation.
Oh. You know what I mean? Or, right. Or some star gets arrested or something happens and you don't know. So people want to wait until almost game time to put their money
down.
Well,
speaking of being arrested, guys, I got some prop bets for you. We're not going to do those standard ones, coin toss. Those are boring.
No, let's do something.
This is courtesy of Bet Online, the sportsbook. Will a player be arrested in Miami after the game? Plus 750, yes. Chris and Rob, you say
a
what?
A player arrested in Miami after the game? No. I say no.
What about a talk show host tonight?
That is off the
that
board.
Maybe. That is
off Rob the board. Parker.
Here we go. Will Darrell Revis tweet about Richard Sherman during the game? 2-1 odds on. Yes, Chris.
I'm going to say yes, because if he gets burnt or even if he's just getting beat up, and look, there's a good chance, as great as he is with the speed that they have in Kansas City, there's a decent chance he gets burnt. You know,
I'm going to say no. He did it once. It wasn't well received. And I think he'll stay away from it this time.
All right. Over under 5.5, the length of seconds on the final word brave from Demi Lovato's national anthem. Over under 5.5 seconds.
And a home of the brave.
5.5 seconds.
I'm going under.
I think under two. That's hard.
5 seconds is a long time.
That's okay, what she halftime said. Bet, minus 500. Will Shakira and J-Lo both sing in Spanish at the halftime show? Yes or no?
In Miami, probably. I say yes.
In Miami, yes. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.